Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Relationship CPR, Raw and Uncut. With your host, Leo Garrett.
Yeah.
It's about to go down. Right here on WTLC Dog Radio.
Yo, welcome. This is your boy, Leo Garrett. Man, hey, welcome to Relationship CPR, Raw and Uncut. Man, we're about to get down tonight. We're going to have, like, a real crazy conversation. You know, 2 weeks ago, I hit you all off with the Ménage à Trois sequel where we talked about three different subject topics. So tonight, we're about to give you the double penetration. Okay, that's how we rolling tonight. We on Double Penetration Wednesday. We're going to hit you off with three different topics inside of one. But, you know, I'm going to bounce around because I got a lot of stuff on my mind from conversations with some of my crazy homegirls this week. But the title, our topic for tonight is pain, pleasure, or orgasm. Okay, yo, we about to get it hot. We about to get you wet. We about to get those eardrums soaking wet with all this good relationship information. Kicking it right here with your boy Leo Garrett on Relationship CPR, Raw and Uncut. Now, before I get started, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to take a quick break so everybody can log on before I start dropping this knowledge here, because your boy's going to drop some bees tonight. I mean, I'm going to put it down like I always do. If you've been hanging out with us every Wednesday, you would know that on Relationship CPR, we straight up on some grown folks conversation. So if you got minors in the room, you might want to kick them out, because this is real talk, real grown folks stuff. And we've had some great conversations where we've bounced around from subject to subject, from money to sex to trust issues to support your partner. Hey, man, I bring it all. Trust me, I got enough knowledge in this game right here that I could talk about this stuff for months and months and months and weeks and years and never go back to the same subject matter. But for tonight, we're talking pain, pleasure, or orgasm. And these topics were stimulated by two different stories that I got from two of my homegirls that's just wicked, okay? So now, before we get going and before I take my break, I got to get a little venting out right quick. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you have kids at home for the summer, okay, I'm about to get my parent gripe out right quick. If you got kids that are home for the summer, out of school, but their ass is too big to go to summer camp, so they sit around running the air all damn day, eating up all the food, everything, and even stuff they don't even like. If you got kids at home and you can't wait for their ass to go back to school like I can't, give yourself a hand for patience, man. Because I'm telling you, I got two 13-year-old twins at home. Man, they are eating up every damn thing they can find, even stuff they don't even like. And I just got my first butt screwing from the electric company for the summer. A big, fat $400 electric bill. So you know what? I have to give myself a clap, a hand, because I'm like 1 kilowatt from putting a rope around my kids' necks and throwing them outside, make them stay out there all day till I get home. Hey, you know what I'm saying, man? But, yo, we're going to take a break. Jay, throw in a commercial. Throw on some real soft, sensual music so everybody can relax. Get their brain right, because, man, we talking pain, pleasure, and orgasm. And I must tell you, the subject topic is a betrayal of what we're going to talk about. But, hey, I'm going to take a break right quick. When we come back, we're going to get into it. This your boy Leo Garrett, Relationship CPR, Raw and Uncut. Be back in a few seconds. Peace.
Ladies, does your man last long enough to bring you to orgasm during intercourse? If not, You're not alone. That's why thousands of men are using a new product called Promescent. That's Promescent. One little spray and he'll go longer, harder, and faster. It's FDA approved, so no worries for either of you. Visit us at www.promescent.com. That's www.promescent.com. Because, ladies, it's your turn first.
Are you looking to brand your business? Let WTLC Talk Radio market your business and product to help you get the exposure you need. For more information, call 415-496-5233. That's 415-496-5233. What are you waiting for? Get the exposure you deserve by allowing us to get your business information out to our listeners. Let us help you by advertising your business on WTLC Talk Radio. Call 415-496-5233 and have your commercial aired on WTLC Talk Radio, Baltimore's hottest online radio station.
Welcome back to Relationship CPR Raw and Uncut. This your boy Leo Garrett, your host. We're going to get down and dirty tonight. Man, this topic, these group of topics, I'm so amped up. I already had to take my t-shirt off. So, you know, I got my incense burning. I'm down in the joint with the lights down low because I know, man, we about to put it down tonight. So, we're going to talk about pain, pleasure, and orgasm. Okay, so but we're gonna do the two in one. So, you know, I'm about to give y'all that double penetration tonight. So, let's get busy. Now, I'm gonna tell you guys what spurred or what encouraged me to come up with a topic such as pain, pleasure, or orgasm. Okay, so now here's my first issue that contributed to this title. I had a homegirl call me the other day. Okay, so I'm talking to her, you know, and, you know, of course, we always own some relationship issues, right? Because my girl, she up the road, and she always crying that she can't find a man. You know, she one of those chicks that's in the biker life. You know, she's in the bikes and all that stuff. And so anyway, the issue was that, you know, she's had this guy that's been trying to, you know, been trying to kick it with her. And, you know, the guy spent the night with her the other day. And she finally gave the guy some. Well, her issue is that the guy's penis was too small. I mean, her exact words were, she said, "Leo, man, the guy's penis was so small that he could have gave me a shot that I wouldn't even knew it." You know, of course, the first thing that I said, "Really now? Okay, now here's the issue." Okay, we have to get down to the mental issue and the mental complexities of the situation. Okay, her previous husband, you know, was one of those dudes that was hung like a mule. You know what I'm saying? So he's swinging Big Papa style. And like I've told her multiple times, okay, every guy's not going to be hung, you know, 9-10 inches deep. I mean, that's just, it's just what it is, man. I said, but you cannot cancel out a relationship with a guy because his penis is not as big as your ex-husband. I said, realistically, I said, did you even give the guy a fair shot at it? So now here's the scenario. And ladies, I know y'all out there listening. So I want y'all to help me out and call in, and you try to explain this where we can understand it as guys, okay? The call-in number is 657-383-0097. Now, here's the situation. First of all, you're spending the night with each other, and this is like some early morning sex. So, you know, it's not like you went through like a evening of, you know, relaxing, you know, watching a movie, doing some foot rubbing, some hand touching. You know, this is like one of those I just woke up and I'm going in type of stuff. Matter of fact, she said she was asleep, and they say, you know, boy got jacked up. So there was no foreplay in there. There was none of that. You know, dude just woke up, went for broke, stealth style. Okay. You know what I'm saying? He went in stealth mode. But I'm just saying, that is a different situation versus when you've been out, hung out all evening, you've had drinks, you know, you've had time to rub on each other, to get motivated, you know what I'm saying? To let all of that other stuff kick in. Now, here's the real kicker right here. So I asked her, I said, well, how big was he? Man, my homegirl said, I don't know. I didn't touch it or anything. I didn't even look at it. I said, really now? I said, so you're having sex with somebody. You didn't even look. You didn't check, you know, see if he was strapped up or anything. I said, but listen, you said that he was so small, but you didn't look to see how small. Come on, man. Help a brother out here, y'all. Okay, I know there's some women out there that have been through similar situations. But, like I tried to explain to my girl, I said, you need to at least give the guy another shot. Don't shoot the dude down because he may not be the size that you are accustomed to. But this dude could be your future husband because I asked him, well, did he lick it? She said, well, no, because it was early in the morning. I said, well, did you get a guy head? She said, no, because it's early in the morning. Okay, now, to the credit of the brothers, okay, ladies, don't judge a man by an early morning screw, okay? Because, come on, early in the morning, nobody's on their A game. I mean, best case scenario, you get the C-minus game early in the morning, unless, you know, you married or whatever, you know, you've been sleeping with each other for a while, and you wake the other person up the proper way. And if you guys don't know how to wake somebody up the proper way, then I'll tell you how to wake somebody up the proper way after we try to solve this problem right here. So at the end of the show, somebody called me and say, Leo, tell us how you wake somebody up the proper way, and then I'm going to school y'all on that. But so my girl, my man that went in stealth, it's early in the morning, so there's no kissing. There's no sucking of nothing, you know, no breath. There's no crunching, no foot rub. You just going for broke early in the morning. I mean, early in the morning sex at the most, you know, is a C-minus to a C-plus game, okay? You don't get the A game in the morning because, A, everybody got morning breath. B, you know, you might have some slob marks or something on your, around your lips or something. You know, ain't nobody trying to be doing no kissing. You just trying to get one off early in the morning. So, and that's even if the female wakes up first. And, you know, all the guys, you've been victimized early in the morning where you just wake up and your girl on top of you working you, and you know you still groggy halfway asleep. I'm just saying, man, it happened. So now, that is the pain and pleasure of the topic right there. So I'm trying to help my girl understand that, hey, you can't throw the dude under the bus off of a early morning screw. Now, if you're saying that the guy is too small, okay, so I ask her, well, give the guy another shot. I said, the guy might be romantic. You know what I'm saying? He might be able to touch all those other spots. But my homegirl, this particular homegirl of mine, she is dead set on side. So I asked, I said, so my question to the ladies out here that's listening, would you rather have pleasure in a man that average size but can make you pop orgasms left and right, or would you rather have a well-endowed guy that can only last 20 minutes and never make you have an orgasm? So there we go, pain, pleasure, or orgasm. That's your choice, ladies. Y'all hit your boy up, 657-383-0097. Now, I know women that are on both ends of the spectrum. I know women that say it really don't matter about the size, long as he knows how to use it and get you to that orgasm state. And then I know other women that's like, they don't care about orgasms. They just want the biggest thing that they can find. You know, and I've told y'all a story about another friend of mine that, I mean, straight up, if a dude's not 10 inches plus, she don't even want to deal with him. I mean, just straight up cut a dude down, just kill the dude confident the whole nine. But at the same time, that's why she probably can't keep no man, because I've tried to explain this to her. I said, you know, you ain't never been married. You ain't never been in a relationship longer than 5 screws. So pain, pleasure, or orgasm, what's more important? You know, I know some women, like I said, hey, 10 plus inches, then, hey, I'll use you for all I can or whatever. You know, I may or may not get an orgasm. And then I know other women on the other spectrum that as long as a dude is making them come, they're as happy as a sissy in jail, no matter what his size is. So y'all let me know, pain, pleasure, or orgasm, which one do you prefer? Okay? Now, okay, I got 2 people in the chat room that say pleasure, and one says orgasm. Okay, y'all got to define that. Does pleasure come from well endowed with no orgasm, or does pleasure come from getting an orgasm no matter what the size? So if a guy's 5 inches, if he's 5 inches, which is normal, you know, for y'all ladies that don't know or do research on this, the average penis size is 5 to 7 inches is average. So anything above that is, you know, well endowed, you know, the brothers, you know, and occasionally some white boys here and there. But then, believe it or not, yo, there is a small percentage of guys that peak out at 3 inches. I mean, that's like rock hard. Viagra, Cialis, the whole nine, and they peaking out at 3 inches. Now, let me tell you guys the mindset of a man, okay? Every man, Kiki says, I like pleasure for me. That's that good feeling before the orgasm. Hey, all right, Kiki. Kiki like the pleasure. Hey, that's all good. Now, I'll tell you ladies something about a man. And brothers might throw me under the bus for this. But listen to this. Every dude, because men are so shell-shocked from women telling them they're not big enough or vice versa. Every dude on the planet, I don't care how big he is, wants his penis to be bigger, because we have been programmed and brainwashed to think that bigger is better. Well, there are some women that I've spoke with that said anything over 7 inches, yo, bro, you got to step. You got to get out of there. And then there's my other homegirl who says anything under 10, you got to get out of there. So there is no median. So guys are traumatized. I mean, I remember when I was a little kid, 12, 13 years old, me and all my boys out there at the playground whacking, pulling our joints out and measuring up, you know, and that's at 12, 13 years old. But men are so damaged from being told they weren't big enough that, I mean, men go through great lengths, you know, penis pumps, penis enlargement pills, with none of that shit work, okay? I'm just saying, men are so traumatized. So now, if you traumatized with 10 inches, you can't even imagine how this guy that's peeking out at 3 inches feels. So the guy that has 3 inches wants 5 inches. The guy with 5 inches wants 7 inches. The dude with 7 inches wants 9 inches. The dude with 10 inches wants 12 inches. At what point does it stop? Realistically, not realizing that only the first two to three inches inside the vagina is where all the pleasure sensitivity is. So once you go past that, you know, really, you just beating her guts out. You know, some women like it and some women don't. You know, that's just from both sides. So pain, pleasure, orgasm. So now my next question to my homegirl was, give a guy another chance. Maybe he can eat it good. You know, because just like with guys, you know, guys overcompensate for what they think they lack. So typically, you know, a guy that has a small penis will be good at being sensual or be good at touching, kissing, all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Now, ironically, all the pressure is always put on the man sexually. Like, if you meet a woman that says, I don't do oral sex, you know what I'm saying? If she says, all right, we got something in the chat room. Mark says, that's because these women always talking about size is so important. So, hell yeah, we trying to pump it up. But I'm like, fuck it, you get what you get, take it or leave it. I agree with you, Mark, because that's what it is. In the end, ladies, let me tell you something. Unlike a female, okay, if a woman got small boobs, she can go get big ones. If she got a flat butt, she can go get a big one, okay? A man cannot go, listen to what I'm saying, ladies. A man cannot go get a bigger penis. He's stuck with what he got. So, fellas, if you feel like you got a short penis, you feel like you're inadequate, man, step your confidence up. Learn how to be more romantic. And I'm just saying, you may not be short, but in your own brain, because we've been programmed to think, well, we ain't 10 inches like porn stars, then something wrong with us. Man, ain't nothing wrong with you. Long as your stuff get hard and you can pop a nut, you okay. Because believe me, it's a dude who might be 10 inches sitting in a wheelchair paralyzed, wish he had your 5 inches where he can bust one. So there's always an upside to whatever you think is wrong with you. Now, fellas, realize this. Learn to be good with what you got. Because if you can get a woman to orgasm, oh, she's coming back. Because you'll be amazed at how many women never have an orgasm. And I've talked with women that have been married for like 12 years and never had an orgasm. I said, what the hell? Now that right there is unreal. But I always realize this, that there are a lot of men that are selfish lovers out here. Ladies, y'all know the one. You better get yours before I get mine tight. But, you know, y'all make them like that. Because y'all keep filling these cats' heads up, letting them think that they the best you ever had, and they really not. So, pain and pleasure. Mark, I wholeheartedly agree with you, brother. And it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? If you pull your pants down and a woman says, oh, man, that's not big enough. You know what, man? Pull your pants up. Go to a nice restaurant, buy you a dinner, get you a beer, and keep it moving. Because a lot of times, those women right there, hey, they ain't married, never been married, probably won't be married, because they're not even trying to check to see how you're going to treat them. They're not trying to check to see if you're a good lover. Listen, there's a difference between being a good lover, and just a jump off. There's a big difference. See, anybody, and listen, I'm about to bring it as real as it gets. Anybody can fuck, okay? But not everybody are good lovers. Y'all take that one to the bank right there. You know what I'm saying? Listen to what I just said. Anybody can fuck, but everybody cannot be good lovers. See, in order to be a good lover, you got to study your partner. You got to know what they like, what they don't like. You got to know when to hit hard, when to hit soft. You got to know when to kiss this, when to lick that. See, if you're a good lover, all of that stuff works in unison. So you take them from one emotion to the next emotion to the next emotion to that orgasm. Now, ladies, same thing with the man. Okay, because, hey, I'm going to be real with it. A lot of brothers, we get stuck on the short end of the stick. Remember, all the pressure is always put on a man. That's just like if you meet a woman that will say, hey, I don't give head. But that same woman will expect you to go down on her. What kind of shit is that? I mean, come on, man. You telling me that you do not give head. But in the same city, you're going to ask me, well, do you though? Come on, man. That's just like having a damn expensive luxury car and having a damn donut for a spare versus a full-size wheel. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you got a high-end luxury car, your spare tire should look just like the rest of your rim. So if you got a flat, no one would know. But if you got a luxury car with a 22s on it, and you get a flat, and you got to put a 15-inch donut on the back, a black donut, everybody know that your cheap ass just had a flat and need to get it fixed. This is the issue in relationships. All the pressure is always put on the man to perform. But, fellas, how many of y'all have got some half-ass head from a woman? How many of y'all have had a gorgeous woman? Okay, she's gorgeous. Showpiece, trophy woman. You take her out, you're proud. Everybody's looking at her. And then you get in the bedroom, and she straight suck. I mean, the worst booty you ever got. And she just got all... I'm saying, ladies, you guys, some of y'all got to step up, too, because Too much of the sexual pressure, the relationship pressure itself is put on a man. So now, I'm going to stop right there with that part of pain, pleasure, and orgasm, okay? Now, we're going to move to our dual. Here's my girl, Delicious. Delicious in the chat room. Delicious says, if y'all don't know who Delicious is, if Delicious calls in, Delicious has the sweetest voice. She needs to be on the radio herself. But Delicious says, 3 inches ain't going to do no good no matter how good they are. Get a hollow strap and keep it moving. Get a hollow strap off. Hey, you know what, Delicious? Now, you are right there. You just said a mouthful right there, okay? And, hey, you know what? Now, being the guy that I am, I have been to Starship, and they do make these hollow strap-on penises, right? Now, the thing is, and here's the kicker for some guys out here. The hollow strap-ons only go in up to 6 inches. So if you're above 6 inches, hey, man, y'all out of luck, okay? If you're 7 inches, You just got to learn how to get what, how to work with what you got. Now, what you can do, and this is a page out of both of my relationship books, okay? What you can do is buy your girl that dildo. Now, I'm telling y'all, okay, you know what? I'm getting way ahead of myself. Fellas, I'm going to give y'all a clue. If you ever want to push your girl somewhere that you ain't never pushed at, go buy you a dildo, okay? Make sure you get one that's larger than what you got in your pants, okay? I repeat that, fellas. Put your ego to the side, okay? Make sure you buy the dildo that is larger than what you have. Unless you want those brothers that, you know, you got that, 10, 12 inches, you know. Then, you know, I don't even know if this will work for you. But anyway, buy your girl a dildo, okay? And you can give your girl the experience of being in a threesome without having the second another guy in the room. You know, I know guys are gun shy and all that stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? So now I'm going to help you out real quick. So how you do this is, and a lot of times, fellas, get your girl on surprise with this, and, hey, she'll really go somewhere that you ain't never seen her go. But what you do is you 69 your girl. You know, for y'all that, for y'all that don't know what that is, you 69 your girl. That means she's on top of you. Her cat is in your face, and her head is on your penis. She's giving you head. You licking her cat. Then what you do is you take that dildo and you insert that into her while you are licking it at the same time. You ever want to see your girl go buck wild crazy? Try that move right there. You know what I'm saying? Hey, that right there is straight out of my book right there. Both books, Relationship CPR and Marriage CPR. You ever want to push your girl to the edge? That's how you do it right there. I'm just throwing a little something out there on the table for y'all. You know what I'm saying? But, nah, look at that. Y'all have got me all off track. Delicious. You know you always get me off track. So, now, we're going to move on from the pain, pleasure, orgasm into my next conversation piece. Now, this is just straight crazy right here. There was a sister on Facebook that's asking for everybody's opinion. And sometimes, you know, I'm going to do a show on relationship sabotage in a couple of weeks. Because, ladies, let me tell y'all something. Y'all are the best at sabotaging your own damn relationship. So, anyway, this sister's on Facebook. She's been dating this guy for a while. And you know what? I'm just going to tell y'all something. Do not ask any relationship questions on Facebook. Because before you get one good answer, you're going to get 100 dumbass bullshit answers from people that have probably never been in a real relationship. So anyway, this sister's asking people on Facebook, well, her and this guy have been dating for 2 or 3 years. You know, the guy takes her out, they have a good time, and all that. But her question is, and this is like dumb as hell, this lets you know how far people put their trust and love in Facebook. She's getting upset because the dude Facebook status says single. So, of course, oh, my God, you got eons and eons of dumbass answers from people. So I didn't even chime in on this one, okay? So I said, why would you be worried about that? First of all, you're not married. So technically, his status is correct. He is single. But, of course, you have some old man-bashing women talking about, well, that just means he's still playing around. Or that just means that he's getting the ass without commitment. He just getting the cow. What is it? He's getting the milk for free and rent the cow. You know, all kinds of nonsense. So then there were some sensible people that chimed in on it and basically said, listen, if you're getting all the accolades of being a girlfriend. You know, you're going out, you done met his dad, his parents, you know, he's taking you around his boys, you done been to his house, you done spent the night, you know the dude's not married. Why are you concerned with his Facebook status? why should that have any value or weight on how you view this man that you love? And why is that even a question? And third, why the hell would you ask Facebook people about that? Man, when I tell you everything raunchy that you could think of was said, I mean, it's just ridiculous. So let me just ask y'all something. Let me just ask the listeners something. If you was dating me, Leo Garrett, and you know we kicking it, we got a good relationship, you know, we sit on the back porch with the fire going, have good conversations. You know, we getting it on all over the house, all over the car, all on the deck. We go to vacations. You know, I'm cocking you up on the balcony. Yo, we buck wild. Would it really matter if my Facebook status still said single? Because truth in the fact is, I am still single until we get married. But what I couldn't understand was, why did this young lady put so much weight into the fact that this guy's Facebook status said single? Hey, man, y'all chime in on that. So now, it's open season. Hit your boy up, 657-383-0097. Shoot your boy any kind of questions, whatever you want. Hit me up in the chat room, okay? Hey, this relationship CPR, this your boy Leo Garrett. You know what I'm saying? And we keep it raw right here every Wednesday from 9 to 10. So now, if you got questions about the penis, about the size and all, anything we've talked about today or any other show that you may not have had the opportunity to call in, give your boy a holler, okay? So now, while we on this right here, I think I'm going to throw another topic in here. And ladies, if y'all listening, I definitely want y'all's take on this. Listen to this one right here. I had a guy call me up. Okay, he said, Leo, man, I need some advice. I said, okay, I'm ready for this one. So now, here's the situation. Delicious, I know you listen. I definitely want your opinion on this one. Okay, if you were married, right? You was married, okay? Now, this guy's anniversary is coming up, right? So what he said, Leo, this is what I want to do for my wife. He said that he wanted to get a hotel room, go out, have a good time, and he wanted to come back to the room, blindfold his wife, and have a threesome with him, her, and another guy. And he asked me, he said, Leo, how should I go about doing this? Okay? So I gave him some advice on how to do it. So then, of course, I chimed in and texted a whole lot of my girlfriends and asked them, how would you respond to this if you was in this position, okay? You and your husband had a great time out. You ate, you had some drinks, okay? You had some drinks, okay? You come back to the hotel. You get all prettied up, get the high heels on. Get the baby oil, the music, the candles, and you guys started having sex, right? And then all of a sudden, you know, your husband has you in a certain position and you feel another tongue on your vagina while you giving your man head. Would you react to that in a negative manner? Or now, let me rephrase that. If your husband, while you doing this, while you are giving him head, if your husband says to you, baby, I have another surprise for you. Now, remember, you blindfolded now. If your husband says, baby, I have another surprise for you, just relax and go with the flow, or if you don't feel comfortable, just say so. Okay, so now he gives you that warning, or he gives you those instructions right there. Then, a few seconds later, while you giving your man head, all of a sudden, you feel a tongue on your vagina that's not your husband, because you giving him head. Now, my question is, to the ladies that's listening, how would you react to that situation? All right, y'all, hit me up on that one. We got a caller on 0686. Caller 0686. You're on the air with your boy Leo Garrett. Holla at me.
Good evening, Leo. This is Delicious.
Oh, my favorite. What's up, Delicious? How you doing?
I'm fantastic this evening. And yourself?
I am doing well. Entertaining y'all.
That's good to hear. Now, me, okay, now this is supposed to be a surprise for me, right? This is what the scenario is.
Right.
That
right.
My
it's
husband.
A surprise for you. You don't know nothing about it.
Okay, I would have a problem with that simply because, and I'm going to be real about this, if it was me and, you know, me and my husband, we never discussed having threesomes or anything like that, I think I would be really perturbed by it simply because I'm not willing to be with another man in a menage a trois as well as being with another woman in a menage a trois because I don't believe in sharing. Now, if he did something like that, I definitely would speak up. And then the fact of being with two men, I really couldn't do anything like that. Not to say I would be with a woman either, but as far as like two men, that's just too much. And if you don't make plans for something like that, it can go very to the left. I've was having a conversation with a friend. I think it was yesterday, as a matter of fact, we were talking about it, how this couple was on divorce court. And the husband and the wife, they had a threesome. The husband ended up with the other woman, got the other woman pregnant. You know, and things like that can go haywire, not unless you're in that lifestyle. They have people that, you know, definitely enjoy threesomes. That's what they do. And I don't have anything against, you know, people who do what they do because that's what they do. But, you know, being myself in a scenario like that, I would really be a little bit upset with my husband, especially if we've never even discussed it. I don't know anything about it. Did he take me to a hotel room? He's blindfolding me, and this other man is, you know, on me. And, you know, I don't think that I could handle it. You know, not to say that other women, they may, you know, really enjoy it. They may enjoy it so much until they may look for that guy and, you know, want to be with him. You know, I've just had so many conversations with people who, you know, just say, well, I'm going to get my boyfriend a threesome for his birthday, blah, 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 blah. Next time I talk to them, you and your boyfriend still together? No, girl, he with that other hoe. Well, she wasn't a hoe when y'all was in a threesome. So, you know, it's just boundaries that people who are not in that lifestyle, who do things like that, and it goes astray. Now, and me and the other person was talking about it, they said, well, when I explained to them that there has to be rules and it has to be, you have to be committed to it because you can't just say, I'm going to do this for my husband, not being, your heart is not in it, but you just want to give him this birthday present. He brings this girl in, maybe your best friend. You know, you bring your best friend in and y'all all in the bed, you know, getting it on. Then the next thing you know, your husband, he's sneaking out the house, going over to her house, you know. Or maybe you might be sneaking out the house to go visit her, you know. But I understand when you do those types of things, there are boundaries and there are rules to keep it so that, you know, because mostly married couples are involved in menage a trois to spice up their marriage or to keep their marriage together or to, you know, make it stronger, you know, different things like that. But myself, I'm not a threesome person. I'm a one-on-one. But I don't knock what other people do because, like I said, that's what they do. And then another thing I wanted to speak on, the size of a man's penis. The size size does matter to some degree, especially if a man is not the right size, because I believe every person has their preference for whatever size they want. And 3 inches, I really don't see anything 3 inches could do. I really don't. As far as, like, penetration, no. But maybe if he's just constantly rubbing it on a clitoris or something like that. But as far as penetration, there's nothing there. And, you know, 6 inches is the norm. But, you know, like you had mentioned, too, in the conversation, it's only but so much that's going to go in the vagina anyway. And the rest can, you know, cause pain. But, you know, some women like a little pain. But when it gets down to your bladder and causes bladder infections and different things like that, then that means that dick is not for you. So I just wanted to, you know, comment on that. This is just a great topic that you're having.
Oh, my God, Delicious, you're hilarious. Delicious, y'all heard it right here. Delicious said that dick is not for you. It is killing you, lady.
Yeah. That is true, and, you know, women that, well, his dick ain't big enough and this and that. But, you know, sometimes a man who has a small penis, he basically can go for that G-spot. You know, most men whose penises are big, it goes like passive, but a small penis can go right to the G-spot, and those orgasms are just, yes, fantastic. Yes, a G-spot orgasm is, oh, my goodness, it's just so intense. You know, it's really intense. And
that's
if you can ever have...
That's when he becomes immortal, Delicious. That's when he becomes immortal, when he can hit that G-spot. You'll never forget that guy.
Right, because I can remember the very first time I experienced a G-spot orgasm. At first I didn't know what was going on because I've never felt anything like it, but it was like, oh my goodness, what in the world is going on here? But, you know, once you learn these things about your body and what's going on with your body, then you learn to appreciate them more. And I've had, you know, guys who could, you know, that were small that could reach my G-spot. And that was all right by me because, like I said, some guys that were bigger, it was just like they go past it. But it's not impossible for them to reach it because you have to be in a certain position, and then he would have to do a certain rhythmic to, you know, keep it up and to make you have that climax. So, yeah, but like I had mentioned, size does matter sometimes, you know. And some women, I had one girl, and she said, I don't want anything over 6 inches because I don't want nothing knocking my walls out and blah, 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 blah. You know, okay, cool. You know, if you don't want your walls knocked out or your back blown out, then, you know, go with what you know. You know, but you got women who are greedy. Girl, he got the biggest dick, but you walking around with bladder infections, backaches, you know, all that crazy stuff, you know. But I'm just, you know, whatever fits me, that's what I go for. If it's a small one and it fits and it works, then that's good, but I prefer well-endowed men, and I'm not going to, you know, deny that, but I know my limits.
I hear you, Delicious. I hear you. Well, Sweeney, it is always a pleasure to talk to you every week, so I appreciate you listening and calling in. All right, you got two other lines out there. Open, Jay. Go ahead, Delicious.
Pardon?
Where is Jade? Jade. Hey, Delicious.
Yes.
Thank you for calling in, sweetie. Always
a pleasure. You're more than welcome, darling.
Thank you, sweetie. Next caller, Jade, where are you? All right, well, we're going to keep chatting it up until we get the next caller to come through. So, hey, ladies, you heard it from Delicious. Sometimes that dick just ain't right for you, so you need to learn what your limitations are. You know, now, I don't know. I've heard ladies say they prefer a normal guy that can get in there and mix it up and beat it up. Because some days women want to be roughed up. Other days you want to be made love to, so you want that slow, sensual stuff. And then other days, you just want dude to come in there like a silverback gorilla, cock you up in the corner, twist you up and just go to pound you out. Hey, I don't know. I'm down for all of it. Whichever way you want it, that's the way we're going to get it, okay? So, hey, call us back. Call us back if you're out there, you got to get a question in or a comment. Hit us up at 657-383-0097. Live with your boy Leo Garrett right here on Relationship CPR. So, now, what do you want? Pain, pleasure, or orgasm? What's most important to you? You know, now I know guys that, I know some guys that said they've been victimized by women. And I actually have a girlfriend, good friend of mine. And she told me, now this is hilarious right here. She told me that she actually, in bed, flipped the script on guys as if she was in control. She told me one time that she was sexing this big 6'2" muscle bound dude, and she said the dude started whimpering and whining when she was riding him and telling her that she was hurting. I mean, when you think about it, it is funny. Because if you saw her, she's about 5'2". She probably weighed 130 pounds, 140 pounds. So I told her, I said, so you what you call one of those beasts. You know, ladies, when a man get a woman that's a really hard hitter in bed, ladies, you are labeled as a beast. You either a beast or a stallion. So if you ever hear men talking in code and they say, oh, man, she was a beast, or, oh, man, she was a stallion, that means that woman put that triple-A game on Buddy. That basically means that he is hooked, whipped, whichever way you want to say it. So, ladies, you hear men talking in code and they say, man, that chick was a beast or she was a stallion, hey, that means that you put that thing down on Buddy. And now I've heard different incidences of women that, I mean, were like monsters. And I've heard some of my friends talk about some women and say, man, these chicks were like monsters in bed. So you do have those women that are like super aggressive in bed. And as I heard a young lady talking one day, and she told me, Leo, hey, if I give the guy the pleasure of getting in bed with me, she said, my sole purpose is to break it. I started laughing because I never heard a woman talk like that. She said, my goal is to break it. You know, just like how men try to break women, you know, beat you all up, have your feet over your head, you know, pounding you out the whole nine. You know, just like a man gets his high, he gets his sexual high off of the noise that you make from him making love to you. Where there are women that get that same high by punishing you. You know, like those women that know those Kegel exercises, or those women that what you call superheads, where, man, they suck you so damn good that you almost black out. You know, I've heard the story, okay? I've seen some videos of ladies, stop letting guys videotape y'all. Let me just throw that out there real quick. Ladies, if you're going to videotape yourself having sex, make sure it is on your phone, okay? Let me tell y'all something, okay? I know some brothers out there listening, they're going to be pissed off. But I'm going to tell you something, ladies. Even if it's your husband, okay, if there's a video of you getting pounded out, giving good head, trust me, he might show it to somebody. Now, I don't know about your husband, but if it's your boyfriend, ladies, don't fall for the okey-doke. Trust me. All his boys have seen your cootie on that movie, okay? I'm just saying, lady, use your brain out here. Be smart about it. If you're going to videotape yourself, tell your man to use your phone, not his, because I'm telling you, he's going to show it to somebody, because men like to do what I call dick bragging, okay? They like to brag about how good they pounded out a chick. I'm telling you, ladies, do not fall for the okey-doke. I don't care if you love them and all that stuff. When you break up, guess what? All these boys go see that video. He might not let anybody see it. He might not let anybody see it while y'all dating because he in love. But as soon as you break up, all the boys go see your cootie cat spread all over the TV. Oh, look, I got a comment and say, oh, just use your camera, then delete it after y'all look at it. Now, see, I agree with that one myself. You know what I'm saying? Fellas, don't take home no evidence, okay? Especially y'all married dudes. I don't know what it is about married dudes that got to have pictures of their girlfriends on their phone. Like, come on, man, really? I don't care how many codes on your phone. You accidentally leave that damn phone open somewhere and your girl start fishing, you are in the suit, yo. You can't talk your way out of pictures. You can talk your way out of all the other stuff, but you can't talk your way out of pictures that's your dick, okay? Your girl knows what your dick look like. You can't say, oh, that's my boy sent me that, or that. Now, see, when you get picked busted with pictures, now I'm just going to tell you this because I've had a couple of my boys get caught up with the pictures, right? The only thing you can do is fess up. Now, from a man's perspective, now I'm going to throw this out there because, hey, I'm trying to smarten up everybody. Now, from a man's perspective, ladies, it depends on how much of his dick that you see. Now, if his dick is all the way in, hey, he can plead the fifth on that one and say that wasn't him. Now, if it's mostly out, and being that you know what his dick looked like, fellas, if you get caught with that one, just fess up, man. I mean, I know it's a hard thing to do, but just fess up. Because if your dick is on the picture, and hey, you ain't got no picture, no other dude's dick. You shouldn't have a picture of nobody else's dick but yours. So that can go two ways. Either you fess up and say, okay, I fucked up, or your girl's going to be looking at you real funny if you say, that ain't me. That's my boy dick right there. She's going to be looking at you real funny. So I think in a situation where it comes down to you fessing up or you looking gay, I think I'd rather deal with the consequences or just fessing up. You know what I'm saying?
We on Relationship CPR, raw and uncut. Get your boy up at 657-383-0097. Hey, I got to do a couple commercial plugs in here. Hey, big shout out to my boy, Khalid at Dreadhead World. Hey, you know anybody out there that got locked, that got dread?
Yo, have them check out dreadheadworld.com. www.dreadheadworld.com. Also, hey, y'all need to check out my books, Relationship CPR and Marriage CPR. You can download both of them on Kindle, okay? And believe it or not, my website is still twisted up a little bit, so we should have it straight by next week. But if you really want to buy my book, you can order it. Just email me at askleogarrett@gmail.com, and I can send you a PayPal invoice for the book, and we can ship it right on off. But we should have my website back up and running